Although tens of thousands of vehicles cross the Matthews Bridge every day, it's unusual to see groups of people walking across it. But that's exactly what you would have seen Saturday morning after Old Arlington Incorporated President Steve Matchett wrapped up the bridge's rededication ceremony.
When the ribbon is cut, that is your signal that you're free to walk onto the bridge.
Among the 50 or so people who took advantage of the opportunity was Jacksonville City Councilman Johnny Gaffney.
District 7, I'm the district councilman of this bridge.
Getting to stand at the top of the bridge and look out across the city, Gaffney says, made him appreciate Jacksonville all the more.
We drive every day and we come across this bridge. For one, you take for granted how big this bridge is, how long it is until you walk it, and how beautiful our city is.
While Gaffney and everyone else came prepared to walk across the span, Robert Anderson brought his bicycle.
The cop behind me, could I ride? He said, sure you can.
Anderson says he's grown very fond of the Matthews Bridge over the years.
I got to admit, I'm a transplant, so it was here when I got here. But, you know, I've always been able to get around, always been able to do what I want to do because this is the bridge I cross.
Organizers of the Matthews Bridge rededication ceremony say they hope to make the anniversary an annual celebration. Sid Hoskinson, WJCT News.